Storms on Sunday, then Monday and Monday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front moving through the state. That will usher in some significantly cooler air. Low 80s for a high by the time Tuesday and Wednesday get here. Lows at night around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are still looking for a second suspect involved in an altercation with an officer. The officer is okay after shots were fired during that scuffle at Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard. Police say the officer first approached the suspect as they were trying to steal merchandise from the store. It took just 5 minutes for Lead Academy's board to meet last night and terminate Dr. Nicole Ivey, the charter school's first principal. School officials say the search for a replacement begins immediately. And the Alabama Department of Public Health has now confirmed the state's first vaping-related death. They have only said that a man in East Alabama died. Now, this recent death adds to the 12 other confirmed vaping-related deaths in 10 other states. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
A new era of SmackDown begins on Fox. Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, Becky Lynch, and Stone Cold Steve Austin celebrate 20 years of SmackDown.
Go crazy in it right there.
The greatest live event in entertainment.
Friday Night SmackDown, 20th anniversary, premieres tomorrow on Fox.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump repeatedly involved the Vice President, Mike Pence, in efforts to pressure the new president of Ukraine.
A rare chance to fly aboard a World War II-era bomber ended in a fiery disaster for sightseers aboard a vintage plane in Connecticut.
Can I give her a hug, please?
A powerful moment in court as the brother of Amber Geiger's victim forgave her and asked for an embrace. Senator Bernie Sanders hospitalized for a heart procedure.
Doctors discovering a blockage in one artery, inserting two stents.
In leaked audio published by The Verge, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told employees what he thinks an Elizabeth Warren presidency would mean for the company.
I would bet that we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we will win the legal challenge. Does that still suck for us? Yeah, I mean, I don't have to, you know, have a major lawsuit against our own government.
The Fresh Prince, Will Smith anyway, used the 90s sitcom to inspire a new clothing line.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. 272-9228. First time callers, into that Joey the producer. No, we're going to put your name in twice for this weekly farm market gift basket. Any caller can get in on that gift basket. All you have to do is let us know, talk to us. Don't just say, put me in. Say something to us. We'll put your name in for the drawing. We'll do that drawing tomorrow between 2:30 and 2:40. We'll send you a gift basket, $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you want to be part of the Scarecrow decorations at the contest, that you can get your application this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Go to the produce counter, ask for Karen. Anybody can get it for you. But ask for Karen. Tell Karen you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I know she'd love to meet you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Mr. Rudy isn't there. I think he's doing the correct thing. I like that guy. I think he's doing a fine job. You know, he had a rough time in his young days. You know, he put down a lot of mafia bosses.
You're talking about Rudy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, he was quite a U.S. attorney. He did New York City a lot of good, and then he did the New York City a whole lot of good as mayor.
Yes, he did. And it's a wonder he even lived through it with the mafia, because they could have taken him out. But they didn't. But yeah, I think the man's doing an outstanding job, and yes, it is somebody to call in and give their opinion. That's my opinion.
Well, I appreciate it. So what Rudy was saying, did that make sense to you?
It made all sense to me.
Good.
Yes, sir. And I'm behind him 100%. And during your break, I heard they mentioned Mike Pence's name as being thrown into the Ukraine president.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You're going to hear later on where they're saying, where Kamala Harris says, yeah, Mike Pence needs to be impeached too.
My goodness. This is all these people know.
I know. It is absolutely amazing to me. And when I watched Chuck Todd yesterday, Meet the Press Daily, I could not believe some of the crap they were saying. They totally ignore the evidence on the other side and they'll say there is no evidence. The reason there's no evidence to them is they have chosen not to look.
Of course they're not. And what the president said back when Schiff read the phone call, that man just added words to it. Because you and Joy read the whole conversation on air. And everything that Schiff said, it was not, that ain't what Joy read.
Right, it's because he knew the actual call wouldn't give him what he wanted.
Exactly. All right, gentlemen, have a great afternoon.
Thank you. News Zone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Let's do this. Let's go to the Andy McCarthy talking about the last 9 days and what's going to come out of this whole thing.
On day 9, Andy, who won? Who won day 9 yesterday? The president at 2:30, or was it Nancy Pelosi at 11 o'clock, or was it the news that broke after that?
Brian, I guess if you had to make a call, it's the president because of the news that broke about Adam Schiff. But right. I must tell you, this cycle changes every 2 or 3 hours, so
right.
It's hard to... I think you have to watch trajectory. And what I would say here about the trajectory is, Steve was just talking about violating law. I don't think this is actually about law breaking. I think right. This is a political dispute. And if it's a political dispute, that is, if it's just about abuse of power, it's not about a violation of the federal penal code, then the politics are what matters. And, you know, right now it looks like this is, the more you see that Schiff is insinuated in it, the more that you see that this complaint could not have been written by the whistleblower. It's very lawyered up as right. A document. This looks like a big project that a lot of people were involved in.
And it's funny how they, now they're trying to back away from that. They're kind of going, well, they started the story that, well, he came to the committee because the IG wasn't responding to him. And so we told him to go to an attorney. So question number one, did you recommend an attorney to them? Number two, after he went to the attorney, he says, well, Adam Schiff never talked to the whistleblower. The question is, did the staff help the attorney write this thing? Because I want to tell you something. When I read it, this has got legal and it's got legal staff written all over it. It's way too minutia to what the law is and what they need. It had all the bells and whistles. And I'm telling you, I think these guys are going to get outed on this whole thing. Okay, let's continue on with Andy McCarthy here. Schiff being the lead guy, why?
So what do you make of what happened yesterday with Adam Schiff? The New York Times had this headline yesterday. It said Schiff got early account of accusations as whistleblowers' concerns grew. And then this was what Adam Schiff said about that. Listen to this, Andy, and we'll get your reaction.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General General or the Director of National Intelligence just as to how he is to communicate with Congress.
Right.
Yes, so that was his reaction. September 17th, he said, we have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. That contradicts what was reported in the New York Times.
Right. In the New York Times, what they said is that apparently the whistleblower contacted a member of the committee, a staff member, and said, I've got this concern. And the staff member said, you need to get a lawyer, meet with the IG, file the complaint. There's no suggestion that he actually met with Mr. Schiff. They have denied that, but the aide did share the story with Mr. Schiff. And then when he goes on TV and says, it sounds like he and the committee, but he just meant he personally did not speak to the whistleblower.
Yeah, well, this goes to what we were just talking about, which is the trajectory of how this is all playing out. Right. Let me preface this by saying I actually testified before this committee, and I thought that Schiff, of all the Democrats who asked me questions, he was clearly the most able lawyer. He's clearly, you know, he's not a dumb guy. He's very good at the nuts and bolts stuff of lawyering and interrogating. But he was kind of moved in here, and Jerry Nadler was elbowed aside to become the face of the impeachment project in the House. And I think the longer you look at this, I don't think his credibility is going to be able to stand up to the job. And it may just be that if the job is that you're making up something because you don't have actual evidence of impeachable offenses, that has to happen. But, you know, my big takeaway for this, for what it's worth, and this is maybe just as an old jury trial lawyer who knows the kind of things that bother juries, now that we know that Schiff was in, at least in the outlines of this from the get-go, what that says to me is he had about 6 weeks to prepare that ridiculous speech that he gave at the beginning of the of that conference. In other words, this is something that they thought long and hard about, and that was the best he could come up with, this thing that wouldn't even make it into a C-grade mob movie. That was terrible.
I think he's absolutely right that Nadler got elbowed out, and Nancy Pelosi decided to put Schiff in because Nadler did such a bad job with the Corey Lewandowski. Joey, my apologies. I forgot the name game.
Oh, but here's the name, Stephanie Mills. Stephanie Mills. You need to call 396-5477. Again, Stephanie Mills. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this massage package. 1 hour relaxation massage from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. And it's one of these massages a month for a year.
What kind of package? Do it the way you said, massage.
Massage package. So, Stephanie Mills, call 396-5477 for your chance to win this amazing prize.
Congratulations, Stephanie, for being put into for the drawing for the finalists for next week. I like the way that we're doing this. It's a new prize every single week. Okay, let's continue on with Andy McCarthy lays out the legal problem here. Listen.
Couple of things. Number one, it seems clear. Yesterday, 2 days ago, ABC had this story. The Inspector General from the State Department has an urgent need to speak to the Intelligence Committee yesterday. So everyone's wondering, what's going to happen behind closed doors? Reportedly, they had nothing. And the Democrats were frustrated. They had leading questions. They had nothing. My question to you, Andy, is if it's just about what we have of a transcript of a call and a nine-page complaint, and they're going to fish for the next few weeks with a series of guests and get nothing, is it enough to impeach a president, or does something have to be unearthed behind closed doors?
Brian, is it enough to impeach the president? If they're going to do a raw political impeachment where they're just relying on the fact that they have the numbers and they can make jaywalking an article of impeachment if they decide to just because they have enough votes, sure, they could impeach him over it. It'll redound to their great detriment. But your point just now about this guy calling and saying he had an urgent concern, to me, that just underscores how lawyered up this is. He didn't have an urgent concern like you and I are talking right now, having a normal person, or as normal as we can be, Brian, a normal person conversation. He was invoking a term of art in the statute, which supposedly triggers this whole procedure that ends up with a report having to be made by Congress. Now, in point of fact, that statute does not apply at all to the president's conduct of foreign affairs. So it shouldn't even have been relied on by the inspector general.
Right.
And I think the DNI, when it landed in his lap, kind of did the best he could to treat it correctly under the statute while not throwing his inspector general under the bus.
Right.
But the fact is, number one, the statute doesn't apply. And number two, the reason they were invoking the magic words from the statute is this is a lawyered up script. It's not an actual complaint. And this goes to my point, which is that this is not an impeachment inquiry. It's an impeachment show for television.
Right.
There's no inquiry. They've never made a vote. And all this talk we've had in the last couple of days about subpoenas, there's no subpoenas. They wrote a couple of snippy letters, which in them make the preposterous claim that if you don't do everything we say in the letter, we're going to cite you in obstruct. That's not, it's not an enforceable legal document. If they were serious about this, they would vote it because then they'd have an inquiry and they would issue subpoenas. But they don't want to do that because subpoenas get litigated in court. People get to move to quash the subpoenas and make legal arguments against
them.
And they would have to explain. They'd have to explain to a federal judge, why haven't you voted for impeachment? This isn't the House of Representatives looking for impeachment. This is Nancy Pelosi has decreed we have an impeachment inquiry.
And so, in other words, doing it the way that they're doing it, which, by the way, you're going to hear in the Constitution, it says the sole authority lies with the House of Representatives, not with the Speaker, not with a committee. This is an intel committee. It's not even judicial. And they're doing that so they can have Schiff do it because Nadler's a loser. And then they don't, because when they do a subpoena, you can go get a quashed.
Right.
You can go challenge it. You can go, you can get your own witnesses. And
well, yeah, Republicans can put out their own subpoenas and stuff.
Exactly.
Make their own case.
So this is such a sham, such a sham. Rodney, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Tonight on Fox. How about that for aggressive? The fight for the NFC West is on.
What a throw!
Jared Goff and the star-studded Rams square off against the electrifying Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
Touchdown, Seattle!
It's a huge matchup in one of the best divisions in football.
What a catch!
Thursday night football. Rams, Seahawks. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on Fox, NFL Network, and streaming on Prime Video.
Right now, at the Home Depot, you can save up to 35% on appliance special buys, like a large-capacity Whirlpool washer-dryer pair for just $4.98 each, regularly $7.49 each, with adaptive wash technology to keep clothes fresher, at a price that won't even wrinkle your budget. Today's the day for doing and saving on appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through October 16th.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Rounding the corner. Runaway computer, runaway computer. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all today on this wonderful day?
Wait till next week, my friend. It's going to get down into the high 50s, low 60s at night.
Yes, that's going to be wonderful. Which a lot of people probably think I'm referring to the weather, but I'm speaking about Mr. Adam Pencilneck Schiff.
Yeah?
It's a great day when he's been exposed for what he really is.
I'm not sure if he's been fully exposed yet, but I think it's coming.
It's coming, yeah. You know, we're not going to jump the gun like the Democrats do. But, guys, it's wonderful. It's just tremendous to see our president. He's out signing executive orders. He's out traveling around. He's continued to stay upbeat about all this, even though these folks have attacked our president in every physical and mental way that it possibly can. And I thank him for his strong courage and his strong will to stand up to these bunch of American haters. They hate our country. We got to remember that. And one other thing we got to remember, Dan, when they say, oh, we're going to impeach Trump, or we're going to do an inquiry on Trump, or we're going to do this with Trump, we know who they mean, us. We're the deplorables. We're the ones they hate. We're the ones they can't stand. You know, this is the big thing with all of them, Dan, is they continue to go on with their ignorance. And in the meanwhile, they're carrying on a live 3D campaign commercial for Trump. Because the American people are sitting back and watching these bunch of idiots and what they're doing, and they just continue on with the ignorance. So I have to thank them. Nancy Pelosi, thank you for being the biggest idiot in America today. I'll give you that award. You are the biggest idiot. You sent your whole party into this impeachment inquiry that ain't even an impeachment inquiry. And now you probably destroyed your party even more than it was yesterday. So thank you, Nancy Pelosi. So, Dan, do you see anything at all out there that indicates to you that these people ain't a bunch of idiots?
Well, I tell you one thing. Well, you know, the world's not going to know they're idiots until the full media basically changes what they're doing. Again, in watching ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN, they are not hearing the things that you're hearing on this show and things I'm playing.
You're absolutely right, Dan. But if you listen to what they're doing, as soon as Trump talked about China, just look at CNN. They don't even realize that they're actually telling people that Joe Biden also was corrupt in China. They don't have enough sense to see that Trump is playing them, and they run back, think they're bashing Trump, but the American people are not being fooled, and the American people, I'm way beyond being sure about this, are outraged and cannot wait for 2020. And we don't care about the news. We don't care, like I said, about the Martians coming down or if the ice big chunks of ice is breaking off in the north up there and the world's coming to an end. Whatever they want to say is clearly evident today. They'll say anything, they'll lie about anything, and they'll steal anything. And this is what they've been doing for the last 8 years, or no telling how long. They've been so busy lying and stealing, they never actually looked at the Constitution of the United States and the laws. They're a bunch of idiots. They're supposed to be the smartest people in the world. And I think I can pick up a rock on side of the road that's got more sense than any of them. So I'm so glad and so happy today for my country. And I want to say thank you, Donald Trump, once again. Keep up the good work. And remember, people, Donald Trump told them that if they came after him in a warlike posture, he was coming back after them in the same manner. I think our president has now suited up, and he's ready to take on everybody. Rhino Republicans, any of them down there, bring it on. We all full force to 2020. We're going to win this thing, and we're going to straighten out the rest of this mess after 2020.
Rodney, thanks for
the way I see it, Dan.
Thanks for the telephone call, my friend. I want you to drive safe. Coming back, okay? Somebody told me that listening to Rodney is very cathartic for them. That they're kind of going, yeah, go, Rodney, go. It's, I normally don't let somebody just get on and rant, but y'all seem to enjoy Rodney, so we'll find out in the fullness of time. 272-9228, first-time callers. Let Joey know, and also any caller, including Soulja Boy, who's getting ready for the big game, can get in. I don't know if Soulja Boy, will they allow Soulja Boy down to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I think they'll make it. Usually no, but, you know, we'll grease
this weekend he could, because he'd be rooting for Florida. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, man, I always go down to Sweet Creek, man. I hit that Cajun or roast beef, buddy.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I'm talking about. They pile it thick on. Thank God I watch my waist and I go to the gym regularly. Okay, question. Did I get this correct that Shifty's, what's his name, Shift?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is his deal is, first he said, quote, on the news that he didn't know anything, never met the whistleblower, didn't know who the whistleblower was, and now he says he met with him? Which one's true?
He said, he used the term we. We had never met with him, and then he said, no, my staff has met with him, but when saying we, I meant the other committee members.
So it's starting to add up now. The way it was written, I think he reported it a day or two ago, that the whistleblower is written on the language based on an attorney. So it sounds like this whistleblower guy would owe Adam Schiff, and Schiff tells him, hey, you need to go and run to a lawyer and get this all written up and everything so we can use you again. Is that basically what happened in a nutshell?
Well, I think what happened is he referred him to an attorney, and then the attorney works for Schumer and had also worked for Clinton. And so it's kind of like the Kavanaugh deal, where you had Ford, who went to an attorney with a very famous law firm in Washington, D.C., who kind of primed everything. They did the you know, they did the lie detector test and prepped her on all this kind of stuff. And the way I see it, they referred it over, they sent it to it, and so the staff person would be talking to the legal department. They said, the lawyer said, we never had contact with Adam Schiff. They didn't say we didn't have contact with the staff.
All right. Just play around in words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I love Rudy Giuliani last night. He was on Laura Ingraham's angle. Man, he's ready to hunt for bear. He's got paperwork, video recordings, sworn affidavits. He's got statements, signatures, everything of exactly what was said, what was done. They're going to look like a bunch of buffoons.
And he turned it over to the FBI.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said originally, Rudy said he didn't want it. He didn't originally send it over to the FBI because he felt the FBI was, some of the places over there were too corrupt.
Yeah, but now
he feels, now that we have a new, who's that, the new attorney general?
Right, exactly.
He feels a little more safer handing that information, everything that he has to give to the FBI and take care of everything. But this is like a full explosion.
Yeah, let me tell you, this is, we're getting close here. We're getting close. I think they want the IG report to come out first, but we're getting close. This, and what you're going to have is the IG FISA track. You're going to have the Biden track. I don't think that the CrowdStrike and server issue is gone yet. I think there's something, I'm hearing too much stuff bouncing around on that.
And Rudy says he has spoken to and has recorded and sworn affidavits from the guy that Biden wanted fired, right? Got fired.
Yeah.
And he wants him to come over to the United States, and he wants the FBI to interview him and put him up on up at Congress and let it roll.
Yeah.
They're going to look stupid.
Well, as long as they can get it done, they will.
You think that'll happen? The FBI will interview the ex, you know.
Well, there's some question on Ray, the director of the FBI, that I mentioned about a month and a half ago, I guess. But, you know, if I'm the FBI, I'm going to listen to Rudy Giuliani, because Rudy Giuliani has more than one person's ear.
And that's interesting, too. When they asked him why he didn't do it earlier, he says, well, I got one word to say, Comey.
Right.
The deep water and everything, threat and everything. So what was on yesterday when I saw Mr. Trump at the White House and some goofball for the press stood up and the president landed into him and said, why don't you ask this foreign dignitary a question? And he kept coming after the president. The president kept coming back at him.
Yeah, he was a reporter, and he's asking him the question, why did you ask them to investigate Biden? And he should have said, I didn't ask them to investigate Biden. I asked them to investigate why Biden wanted the prosecutor fired.
There you go. A play on words, then.
Yeah.
But I love the president, man. He stood his ground there, and I tell you, I have to say, he is one individual. Nobody else, I don't think of anybody, any politician or any individual, hardly in the United States, could put up as much attacks on his personal life, his family, his wife, his children, everything. It's just, he can just say, you know what, I'm just going to take my billions of dollars, you know, and enjoy life. I don't have to put up with this crap.
Yeah, he definitely feels driven. There's no doubt about that.
Do you think all of this has made him, like you said, it's the key word you just said, more hardcore and more driven because of this?
I think he, you know, there's a book that came out a while back called Purpose Driven Life. I think he feels this is his purpose.
That's his purpose. That's his calling that he's been brought here for.
Yeah, right.
Not just to make money and everything. He's done that. But to make things a little bit better. But he's brought so many things. I mean, this underlying issues that the Democrats, he's brought all this to light. It was, I still believe it. It's been there all the time.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Yeah. All right, guys, enjoy the lovely weather, and go Gators.
So the game's at 2:30 now, right?
CBS, yeah.
War Eagle.
It's going to be a great game. I will be on my deck ready with my drinking shoes on.
Well, you can wear blue. You can wear blue and orange, and you can say you're cheering for either team.
That's true.
That's right.
Very true.
Exactly.
You have a good one, my friend.
You too, sir. Bye.
News Channel 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this. Now, baby, don't make me bleed. I'll give you all a man could give, and you still walk out on me.
The Dan Moore Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Tonight on CBS, evil is the new drama dozens of critics have two words for. Must watch.
Wow.
What do you want from me?
It's masterful. The show you have to see. It's the best thing out there this season.
So, what are we watching?
A new episode of Evil. After a night of all-new comedy, tonight only CBS.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 2 years after the massacre at a country music festival in Las Vegas, a settlement with victims and their families is announced worth up to $800 million.
The financial payouts are to resolve the claims filed against MGM Resorts, which are the owners of the Mandalay Bay. That's the resort where Stephen Paddock was shooting from. 58 people were killed at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, making it the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The plaintiffs of the lawsuits claim MGM failed to adequately protect the 22,000 people who were attending the music festival.
Fox's Jeff Paul. 422 people were wounded in that shooting. A witness in the Democrats' impeachment inquiries at the Capitol.
Kurt Volker resigned last week as the special U.S. envoy to Ukraine. Congressional Democrats want to know about his role in a July phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice fall air is just a few days away, but not right away. Today's high, upper 90s to near 100. Upper 90s again tomorrow. Record highs expected again, both today and tomorrow. Rain chances not zero. Maybe a couple of showers on the radar. Rain chances generally 20% or less both days. Saturday's high, 95. Sunday's high, 91. Rain chances tiny, under 20% Saturday. And widely scattered storms on Sunday. Then Monday and Monday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front moving through the state. That will usher in some significantly cooler air. Low 80s for a high by the time Tuesday and Wednesday get here. Lows at night around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's pick up with Troy Gallagher earlier talking about Biden. This was on Fox News late last night. Troy Gallagher.
Out what might have caused the Democrats so much consternation, would it surprise you that it was Rudy Giuliani? Chief Breaking News Correspondent Trace Gallagher is on the case for us tonight. Hey, Trace.
Hi, Shannon. Fox News has a copy of Rudy Giuliani's notes that he took back in January of his interview with former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin. Remember, Shokin is at the very center of the Ukraine controversy. He's the man Joe Biden bragged on camera about helping to get fired. According to Giuliani, Viktor Shokin claims he was told to back off the investigation of Burisma, the natural gas firm linked to Hunter Biden. And Giuliani claims Shokin was told that Biden had held up U.S. aid to Ukraine over the investigation. Here's Giuliani tonight on Hannity. Watch.
Viktor Shokin has told me he's more than willing to come to America and testify before Congress and point the finger at Joe Biden and his son and basically support what the president said today. Their corrupt is sin.
Today, details of Giuliani's interview with Shokin were handed over to Congress by the State Department's Inspector General. The State Department has had the documents since May. And our chief White House correspondent, John Roberts, says Giuliani told him that he gave the documents to the State Department expecting they'd be investigated, but they never were. So now Giuliani thinks the documents were given to the FBI to be investigated. Democrats, meantime, slamming the information, calling it conspiracy and propaganda. And we should note that on both sides of the Atlantic, Viktor Shokin has been widely accused of corruption. And tonight, Joe Biden said this. Look.
Listen.
What I did in Ukraine was carry out the official policy of the United States government. We weren't pressing Ukraine to get rid of a tough prosecutor. We were pursuing Ukraine to replace a weak prosecutor.
Giuliani said the details of the interview with Shokin were gathered before Joe Biden announced his presidential run.
I thought that last part with Biden was interesting. Trace Gallagher is pretty good on these things. That Fox News Night is a really good source. So we're using more of them. let's do Fox News Night and Wordy Docs in the escalation to impeachment.
Breaking tonight, Shannon, members of the president's inner circle going on offense, threatening legal action against his political rivals, including the congressional investigators building a case for impeachment. Now, the White House may not have a so-called war room to fight back against the impeachment inquiry, but President Trump says he is developing a legal strategy.
I probably will be bringing a lot of litigation against a lot of people having to do with the corrupt investigation, having to do with the 2016 election.
His personal attorney doubling down on that strategy tonight, saying they're not afraid to sue sitting members of Congress, including the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
That's why we're considering a lawsuit with him as one of the principal defendants individually.
The president,
remember, he doesn't have immunity when he's off the floor of the Congress.
The chairman of the three investigating committees are unleashing new threats against the White House, releasing a memo and a draft subpoena, writing, "The White House's flagrant disregard of multiple voluntary requests for documents, combined with stark and urgent warnings from the Inspector General about the gravity of these allegations, have left us with no choice." Senate Republican Lindsey Graham today reached out on the president's behalf to Australia, Italy, and the UK, urging the allies, quote, continued cooperation with Attorney General Barr as the Department of Justice continues to investigate the origins and extent of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election. And breaking tonight from Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison sounding cool to that idea, saying it'd be highly unusual to release diplomatic cables, though he also says there's nothing to hide. Also new tonight, and another central Trump administration figure under media and opposition scrutiny. That's Vice President Mike Pence. The Washington Post claims Pence was drawn into the president's efforts to, quote, pressure Ukraine into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden. But the Veep's office says this report actually vindicates the administration. They say it shows Pence successfully delivered the White House's message to allies, that being they should step up their aid to countries like Ukraine. And Shannon, they also say, point out that U.S. military aid was eventually released.
So they're bringing Mike Pence into this thing now.
Good Lord, man. And it's moving every day.
Well, and what happens is, that's what the Democrats need. They need this thing to look like a snowball going down a hill, and you can never catch up with the story. And they just keep, if you say something about Biden or about, you know, going to Australia, then you're on a fishing expedition. There's nothing there. There's no there there. And you're just wasting taxpayers' dollars. And you want to go in and get your opponent, or you want to get your 2016 opponent. That's all they're saying. Now, it's not that they want to get the opponent for them in 2020. No, they're doing the Constitution. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy what they're talking about. So let me, with this time, yes, we do. Let me pull in with Ken Starr. Ken Starr lays out some really good stuff here. And he's going to talk about the Constitution. He's going to say something very important here. And I think this is a great argument.
Are Democrats even holding a true impeachment? Joining me now is someone who knows a lot about how the process works and what would happen in the Senate. Ken Starr, former Whitewater Independent Counsel. Ken, explain for the folks at home how this might be a big Democrat bluff.
Because we don't have, as the minority leader said, a vote on impeachment. So what we have is an unprecedented proceeding that the speaker has launched. And not only is there no precedent, I think it flies in the teeth, Laura, of the language of the Constitution itself. When she invokes the Constitution says the House of Representatives, not the Speaker, has the sole power. Sole power. That's the language of the Constitution itself. She, I think, has no authority whatsoever. She's asserted it. She's assumed it. But she has no authority whatsoever to launch impeachment. There needs to be, under our precedent, 62 times over our history, two involving a president, a floor vote, just as Mr. McCarthy said.
That's a great, it does. The Constitution clearly says that the House of Representatives has the sole, and they use the word sole power, and the Senate has the sole power to convict. And I think that it may get down to that. I think they may start pushing back on this. Because she keeps going, you know, we're upholding the Constitution. No, you're not. Actually, you're bending the Constitution. And then she goes, and we need to do this prayerfully. She's trying to hide behind those two things here. Let me get one more shot in on Ken Starr here. Trial before the Senate. This is interesting also.
They had this meeting yesterday on, I think, with White House aides and some conservatives in town and some aides on Capitol Hill, some Republican aides. And Paul Teller, who is an aide to the White House Office of Legislative Affairs, told the group, according to the New York Times, that he believed Mr. Trump would want to see McConnell bring an impeachment vote to the Senate floor, where Mr. Trump would be acquitted, rather than move to simply dismiss the charges. What do you think about that? Mm. First of all, would that be wise of the president to want to this to get to the Senate and actually put on evidence and so forth to clear his name? Is that wise, or would you say otherwise?
Well, it's gutsy. If you can dismiss a case, go get it dismissed. But I think what the president is now saying by virtue of this, and this is breaking news, is I have nothing to hide. So bring it on. It's sort of, I'm entitled to a trial. That's the use, the term used in the Constitution. I want my trial. And sometimes you hear defendants saying that. I want to be able to get before the jury, and this, of course, would be the 100 senators, and to tell my side of the story. Once again, President Trump marches to the beat of his own drummer, and he's a courageous guy. And so he's essentially saying, bring it on.
Does the case actually have to go to the Senate? I mean, does Pelosi have to bring it to the Senate under the Constitution? Or can she basically say, okay, we impeached him, now we'll go on to the campaign?
No, under the Constitution, if articles of impeachment are voted on by the House by a majority vote, so if it passes, it must go.
Okay, that's what
it must go.
Yeah, so there's no ability for just, like, you know, put her cards away and say, let's move on. It doesn't work that way.
Right. And that's why I've said more than once that this is, in essence, shaping up to be a parliamentary form of a no-confidence vote. Because the Democrats know, given what we know, the impeachment is doomed to fail on the floor of the Senate, not just because the Republicans are in control, but because the founders required the supermajority two-thirds vote.
News Show 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show will be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fox Sunday Animation Domination is back in a big way.
Fake news.
It's the first place to see all new episodes of The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Let's hit it.
And Bob's Burgers.
Is that true?
1000%.
Plus, bless the hearts.
Everybody ready?
Yeah! The fresh and funny new comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph.
There will be an excessive celebration of animation domination. So watch Bless the Hearts on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
the premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Thursday.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say. Flashing lights against the sky.
Ah, yes.
Giving up, I close my eyes.
It's going to be interesting if Team Trump turns this around, and what they're going to have to do is have a vote, and if the vote in the House is close, like say 220 versus 235, 240, 245, and they send it to the Senate, I think the Democrats are going to look so bad, it's going to be unbelievable. And then I think the pop quiz will be, when it gets to the Senate, how they handle it. And under Rule 20, the sky's the limit. You're going to have Team Trump legal team. You're going to have the, we're supposed to have the judicial body there doing the legal team from the Judicial Committee, Larson Judicial Committee. I think they're going to run circles around them. I think they're going to walk into the biggest trap they've ever seen in their lives. It was just, all of a sudden, they're not going to be talking about all the things that they think they're going to be talking about. They're going to be talking about Biden. They're going to be talking about the origins of FISA, the bad Democrats, the fact that there's a cabal, all that kind of stuff. Let's continue on with the Kitten Star last segment here, talking about the regular order and going after Pence.
Ken, we were saying earlier that there's been a big effort to smear and smash people associated with the president. They did it with Kavanaugh, staff members harassing them in restaurants. This has been a wrecking ball against just regular order in Washington, mostly at the hands of the Democrats. But now we have an effort to smear the vice president as well as Trump. Watch.
If Pence was part of this, how could he survive as president when Chris Trump
Matthews
goes?
Yeah.
Come on, Harry.
You're raising a very important point, which is that the vice president has a lot to answer to. And he also should be brought before the United States Congress to speak about what exactly was his involvement.
Okay, so can liberal fantasy land? They knock out Trump. They somehow knock out Pence. It's like a 1-2 thing. And then Pelosi becomes
the president of the United States. So, no, this nightmare scenario that's being conjured up is so devoid from what we know of the facts. When you take the transcript, and that's all we have, right, of interest, which is the conversation with the Ukrainian president, I don't think the president was wise in some of the things he said, but my word, there's no crime, there was no quid pro quo, there clearly is no impeachable offense.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Hi, Dan and Joey.
How are you, my friend? Are you ready for the game Saturday?
I'm getting there. This is going to be fair interpretation down in Florida, I believe. So maybe we can get through it in some fashion, especially without any injuries. It's the main thing we got to look for. So, Kamala Harris, you know, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but it almost seems like she's taking a couple of thugs on a joint before she gets
She says she had. This is her pattern. If somebody says something like that, she goes, well, you know, we need to look into that. You know, there's something we need to look at. And she's just so, she won't stand for anything.
I know.
Which is why she's doing so poorly in the polls.
No doubt. But anyway, Jan, you know, this is just another sham to me that the Democrats are pulling. In fact, I question whether they really want to go to the floor with an impeachment vote, because it's obviously not going to go on through the Senate. You know, I think the thinking might be, well, let's just hurry and get it done, smear in good impeachment, and that way we'll have something to talk about from now on. You know, it's not a serious effort, in other words, and totally contrived. Do you get that same kind of sense, feeling about what they're doing there?
Well, that's the way, the sense I get, that's the way, sense you get, and I think Joey's probably the same way. The problem is, this is not what America's getting if they're watching ABC, NBC, and CBS.
So, you think, well, I mean, I don't know. A fair part of the country probably gets it. In fact, I would go so far as to say, even those hair-on-fire liberals out there know that, you know, this is just a tactic. You know, they're not really going to be able to, you know, march impeachment with conviction on through to the Senate. So, you know, that's, I think what they're hoping for is just the ability to say, well, he's been impeached. You know, like I said, like a smear.
But the thing is, here's where I think Nancy Pelosi is going to have messed up. The reason she's doing this is because she didn't want to be taken out of office, because if you think about it, that would be terrible for her reputation and her history. In other words, here's a two-time speaker who gets removed from office. And she just becomes, because then she's like anybody else. She's like a member of Congress. Then unless they keep her in the hierarchy, and I think that whoever was going to be speaker would be dangerous to have her in the hierarchy there. And
so she just did this to placate, you know, those AOC.
Well, what happened is they were at the 130, 140 mark that was for impeachment, which means they had enough votes to have her taken out as Speaker of the House.
Wow. So she's just been forced to go ahead and make something happen, even if it's just made up.
Yeah, she was trying to placate them, and she couldn't do it.
It's not a formal impeachment.
No, it's not.
Process right now.
Right, and what she did, she turned over the reins to Adam Schiff, and because Jerry Nadler couldn't handle it, because Jerry Nadler looked bad, he was a bad face of it, and he totally screwed up the Corinne Lewandowski thing. I mean, there was one time, somebody sent me a clip, there's one time that Corey Lewandowski's asked a question by a member of Congress that's down from Nadler, and Corey Lewandowski gets the answer, and he literally throws his head back, like, damn! Did it to me again! Just keep me where it really hurts. I mean, it really does. He throws his head back.
I can't help it, but Nadler just reminds me of the Penguin on the Batman comics. It just does.
Papa B, I'm up against the top of the hour break. If you want to hang on, you're more than welcome as always.
Okay.
But I got to go to the top of the hour break. Hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.